Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, May 27th. I'm Arla Kuziz. Many people want to rebuild after their homes were damaged or destroyed by the deadly tornado that hit St. Louis on May 16th, but they may be trying to do so without homeowners insurance.
There are several neighborhoods that combined may have homeowners in the numbers of 67% of homeowners without insurance at this point.
We'll learn more about this issue from the Midwest Newsroom's Holly Edgel coming up on The Gateway. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe is asking President Donald Trump to approve a major disaster declaration for the tornado that ripped through the St. Louis region. Kehoe is asking Trump to sign off on a request that would allow individuals to get housing, health care, and transportation aid. He's also planning on asking for a separate request to recoup state and local governments for tornado-related costs. While it typically takes a few weeks between when a disaster happens and when a president approves a major disaster declaration, President Joe Biden approved a request in summer 2022, about 2 weeks after flooding damaged homes in the St. Louis region. Republican and Democratic members of Missouri's congressional delegations say they plan to ask Trump to act quickly on the individual aid request, especially since it displaced so many people from their homes. St. Louis arts organizations damaged by the recent tornado are moving forward with help from their supporters. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
At the Union Avenue Christian Church, where the Union Avenue Opera Company performs, a tornado tore off part of the roof. Up in the cramped attic, artistic director Scott Schoonover points to plywood boards above.
We're over the top of the stage right here. It was open to the sky here. From there all the way down there, that was just completely gone.
Schoonover is still cautiously optimistic about launching the season on time in July. At the Foundry Wednesday, a weekly arts crawl converted to a relief event. People lined up to donate supplies, and a raffle helped raise more than $20,000 for survivors. Craft Alliance Executive Director Brian Nicely talked to concerned supporters there. He says his group is inching forward after a 30-foot chimney crashed through a concrete roof into its offices.
Once we get power back on, we'll be able to get our classes back up and running and get our community back together. We are the creative sector, so we will be creative and figure it out.
The Missouri History Museum reopened Friday after sustaining major roof damage. Museum archivists are asking for photos and video from the storm to add to its collection. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Volunteers from Samaritan's Purse are in St. Louis assisting with tornado relief efforts. The International Ministry was in the Ville neighborhood on Friday, placing tarps on roofs, removing debris, and helping remove items from homes. The group helped Dolores Bass, who says she had to leave her home in the Ville after her building's roof was severely damaged by the storm.
Well, it's just devastating to a whole bunch of people that really lost a whole lot, more than me, you know what I'm saying? Try to keep a Just keep it calm, man, because, like I said, you got people coming out to help you and everything, so that's good.
Organizers say they'll be in the region for 3 weeks and have received around 200 work orders so far. You can find more information on how to reach Samaritan's Purse at stlpr.org. In April, a rural Missouri mother traveled to St. Louis to renew her work documents with immigration officials. After the meeting, she was taken into custody. The Midwest Newsroom's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
Carol Mayorga, whose legal name is Ming Li Hui, fled domestic abuse in China and legally entered the U.S. in 2004. She overstayed her visa, but has been allowed to remain in the U.S. under an order of supervision, requiring regular meetings with immigration officials. She's now a mother of three and has worked at a Kennett restaurant. She's currently being held in a Springfield jail. Raymond Belorchi is Mayorga's lawyer.
Literally, my heart sank into my stomach because I've known Ming for so long, and if there ever was a person that was really, it would be the last person that would ever think that would be taken into custody.
Belorchi says he's hopeful the U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals grants Mayorga a stay. If not, she'll be deported to Hong Kong. For the Midwest Newsroom, I'm Kayvon Mansouri.
St. Louis police say they took at least one person into custody in Tower Grove Park Monday evening after multiple large fights broke out at a Memorial Day barbecue. People nearby also reported a loud bang shortly after 6 p.m. An officer at the scene later said it was a firework. Police reported no injuries. Dozens of police officers flooded the park, parking SUVs, many with lights still flashing, on the open field near Arsenal Street. Police began clearing the park around 7 p.m. St. Louis officials estimate that around 5,000 homes and other structures were damaged during the deadly May 16th tornado. As people start to rebuild, many are trying to do so without homeowners insurance. The Midwest Newsroom's Holly Edgel has been reporting on how many people lack homeowners insurance and the reasons why. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline.
So, Holly, what do we know about how many people affected by this tornado lack homeowners insurance?
We just learned from the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. They've done some estimates based on census data as well as what they know about where homeowners' policies are. And it looks like there are several neighborhoods that combined may have homeowners in the numbers of 67% of homeowners without insurance at this point.
And it sounds like there are quite a few disparities, you know, based on zip code and race here in the city.
That's right. So within the communities of Penrose, the Greater Ville, O'Fallon, College Hill, the Ville, Vandeventer, and Kingsway East, that's the area where they think the highest concentration of people without homeowners insurance is, and that is a predominantly Black community or collection of communities. We know that in total, what we call North City is about 90% Black.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go down below Del Mar and you see as much as 20% lower rate of people who may not have homeowners insurance. There's still some there, but the disparity is quite large.
Yeah, what are some reasons that people go without homeowners insurance?
First of all, I'll say that it's not a law to have homeowners insurance in Missouri. Your lender will require you to have it if you have a mortgage. So when people pay off their mortgage and they don't have to carry it, if the premiums are too high, they may not renew or get a new policy. They may decide that it's not economical for them, and premiums are rising around the country. The other thing is that we found insurance companies may require the homeowner to make significant repairs before they can get a policy. So then you might be in this gap where you're trying to get enough money together to make the repairs, and you just can't afford the policy, even though you want to get a policy. Another reason that people may not have insurance on their home is that in the region that we're talking about, there are homes that have been in families for many, many years. The mortgage is long paid off, and subsequent generations may have opted not to insure. It's a risk you take, but it may not ever come into play. Unfortunately, this year, we saw that risk did not go well for many people.
Right. So what do we know about possible solutions for people like Margaret Williams, other victims of this disaster, and maybe other disasters in the future?
The solutions are not many and not great. In an ideal world, people may have a lot of savings, or they may be able to draw on family money and savings to rebuild. Unfortunately, that's not the case with many folks that we're meeting in North City. I think that people have an idea that there's FEMA money that may be available. Well, we don't even know if Missouri is going to get a disaster declaration for this storm yet. And even when some of that money does come in, it's a fraction of what you may need to start over. I talked to an expert from the Consumer Federation of America. She believes that the starting point is going to be when lawmakers, city officials, state officials get together and really ask insurance companies to be transparent about the data. How much are you making? How much are you charging for premiums? Who are you not insuring? Where are the gaps? And what can we then do to supplement or find a way to fill those gaps? And that's not happening right now. And Margaret and Melvin Williams will have to probably raise their house to the ground.
Holly Edgel is the managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline. You can read her story on homeowners insurance later this week at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Arla Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.